USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An announcement expected later today from the White House that President Trump's approving $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese exports. CNN reporting that Trump gave the green light yesterday after a meeting with his Treasury Secretary, Commerce Chief, and U.S. Trade Representative. Earlier this week, during talks in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said,
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation so that trade becomes more balanced.
China's already announced it will retaliate by putting $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. products, from cars to planes to soybeans. Six people hospitalized after a roller coaster car derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The report is out from the Justice Department Inspector General detailing his review of the FBI investigation into the Hillary Clinton email scandal during the 2016 election. The report claims there was no bias shown towards Clinton, but that the FBI did not follow normal procedures during the probe. And it's especially critical of then-FBI Chief James Comey. Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who chairs the House Judiciary Panel, says,
There is not standard procedures followed in investigating her, and there was special treatment given. There's no doubt that this was not proper process, and the report shows time and time again how Director Comey and others made mistakes, errors in judgment, or deliberate. People can draw their own conclusions, but it was improperly handled.
He was speaking on Fox News. Current FBI Chief Chris Wray says he accepts the findings and that individual employees will be held accountable for misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Dozens of America's largest religious groups are imploring the Trump administration to stop separating children from parents caught crossing the border illegally. The administration's policy does say minors cannot be housed with parents detained at the border, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday defended that zero-tolerance policy. He quoted a verse from the Bible about obeying the laws of the government. More than two dozen major U.S. religious groups are against the policy, sending a group letter to the White House stating their opposition. Congressman Steve King is standing by comments he made on Tuesday when he retweeted a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi. Mark Collette, who has been featured in several documentaries about white supremacy, tweeted a statistic showing the reportedly majority of young Italians oppose mass immigration. The Iowa Republican retweeting Collette from his official account, asking if America will wake up in time like Europe supposedly has. And Kellogg's is now voluntarily recalling Honey Smack cereal due to a possible link to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the puffed wheat cereal is a likely source of the outbreak that has sickened 73 people in 31 states. There have been 24 people hospitalized so far. No deaths reported. The FDA is inspecting a facility that makes Honey Smacks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.